Ash.
Welcome to The Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're going to talk about a new type of exceptions this time. C00027C.
Point of failure exceptions. It's an evolution of stowed exceptions, which is C00027B.
Right.
So the B's rolled up to C.
Yeah.
There's another Inside Show on stowed exceptions and its shortcomings. Links below. This is an evolution of that to address the fundamental problem of stowed exceptions, and in that you get no local variables, you get no real state of when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
And the way it works is, instead of just capturing this very simplistic snapshot of what it is, we use process snapshotting.
Mm-hmm.
And think of this as like a backup of your process.
Right.
At a point in time, we just snap all the memory and then continue on.
Mm-hmm.
At the other end of the throw, at the catch, we work out whether it was fatal or not. And if it was fatal, rather than dumping the process much later,
mm-hmm.
technically much later, I mean, it's still nanoseconds later.
Yeah.
We use that backup for the capture rather than using the current context, which is useless.
So this is a very cool feature. This was released recently in an update to Windows, the Fault Creators update.
Yeah, it was.
And this allows us to have more debuggable failures of certain classes.
Yeah, so if we look at an old stowed exception, this 27B one,
mm-hmm.
What's captured is just a block of memory. And this is an array of just data. There's no local variables. It's just really information about the exception itself. And we can use the PDE extension to draw that out. But that's all you've got. All you've got is these call stacks. There's no locals. There's no variables.
You don't know what parameters were passed.
Nothing like that.
Very hard to debug.
Yeah. And so that's as good as it gets. But in the point of failure exception, we have a 27C instead.
Okay.
And what we do is we do pack one piece of information, which is the H result that was fatal. So when we threw the process, and you'll see that over here, that this is originating an error
mm-hmm.
in the old way,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that the same thing happens now, and this happens to be a language exception rather than a pure exception.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see it going to this point of failure subsystem.
Ah.
This is where we've captured the snapshot, hence it captures itself.
I see.
But we've continued on, and then when we make a dump file, it's snapped this point in time. Because we've snapped this point in time, this thread is now valid, so you can look at local variables and all that type of thing. So when you see 27C rather than 27B, first step is just to find, hey, what error code was happening. In this case, it was a 80070057. Remember to mask off those top 64 bits.
Yeah, those Fs. Mm.
Standard error code for invalid argument, so on pass. And in so exceptions, that would have been the end of it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have known what those arguments were. They weren't captured.
Yeah, and now you're in the context. You could just change to frame 6 and look at the local variables, and you have the solution.
So these will start showing up even on the same apps if you're running on a newer operating system.
Correct.
We'll do this new type of exception.
Yeah, it's a framework level fix.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool. And that and this uses some memory snapshotting.
It does.
Which is something that's built into the system. Now, is there a lot of overhead to this?
Not really. Because the distance between the throw and the catch is so short, the delta is tiny. And the way the snapshotting works is it keeps a copy on write buffer of the changes, so the delta of what's changed since it was snapshotted.
Right.
Because there's such a tiny difference between the two time points, memory overhead is tiny.
Right.
The actual snapshotting itself is a high-performance kernel operation.
Mm-hmm.
You can do thousands per second, so the overhead is minor, absolutely minor. And exceptions are relatively rare in application. If you're throwing more than a couple of exceptions per second, you're probably not architecting your program too well.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Right. So some new cool debuggability enhancements
yes.
coming into Windows now. All right. Very cool. Thanks for watching.